content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Anna Dean Silver from the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Out in the Garden. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from the Timber Press Guide to Vegetable Gardening in the Southeast. And this is by Ira Wallace. And we start today with June, succession planting. June takes us from lovely, mild days of spring into the hot, humid days of the summer. The calendar may say that summer starts with the equinox on the 21st or 22nd of June, but gardeners in the Southeast know better and will laugh while offering you a nice, juicy, vine-ripened tomato. In this time of abundance, when the last of the spring lettuces are coming to table with the first of the summer cucumbers and tomatoes, it is easy to think about sitting back with a nice cool glass of mint tea and enjoying the harvest. But if we want to keep this bounty coming all summer and into the fall, it's time to make the summer succession plantings and plan the fall garden to assure produce through the winter. So to do this month, we are plan and prepare and maintain. Work on pest control. Look for Mexican bean beetles on cloudy days early in June. Order petio wasps when you first see beetle larvae. I'm not sure what order petio was when you first see beetle larvae. Don't forget to order lace wings, praying mantises, and other predators too. If needed for them to be effective, you'll still have a healthy habitat for them to survive. See previous chapter when we read that. Hand-pick Colorado potato beetles again, if necessary, every 2 weeks. Harvest all your fruiting plants like tomatoes, summer squash, and beans frequently for premium quality and maximum continued production. Harvest potato, onions, new potatoes, and garlic, and replant some of your smallest cloves immediately for garlic scallions. Stop harvesting broccoli when it gets bitter. Pull it all up and plant a cover crop or southern peas. Weed, weed, and weed again to preserve moisture and nutrients for your rapidly growing crops. Mulch tomatoes, peppers, eggplant, okra, cucumbers, and asparagus. And water. If you're not getting enough rain, make sure your vegetable plants get an inch or more of water each week. An inexpensive rain gauge saves time and anxiety. In late June or July in the Upper South, if you haven't done so already, chit seed potatoes for 2 weeks in trays with bright but indirect light before planting. Hill rows by mounting soil over the seed pieces. Cover with mulch and water well immediately after planting. Cut down buckwheat cover crop before it flowers and mow sorghum Sudan when it reaches 3 to 4 feet to encourage deep rooting. For perennials, weed asparagus in the last week of harvest. Perhaps give more compost and definitely mulch again. Weed, compost, and mulch. Matted row strawberries to simulate growth of runners. You can leave the runners in place to thin or transplant as needed in September. Mow or mulch paths in grapes and raspberries. Sow and plant. Plant egg-sized pieces of potato in late June or July. In the Upper South, hill rose by mounding soil over the seed pieces. Cover with mulch and water well immediately after planting. Sow heat-resistant lettuces, taking special measures to keep the sowings cool. Sow broccoli, Brussels sprouts, cabbage, and cauliflower for fall, making two or three sowings a week apart as insurance. Starting late in the month in the Upper South, plant them in a shaded greenhouse, cold frame, or a specially prepared and covered outdoor seedling bed. Sow southern crowder peas, cucumber, and zucchini. Continue to plant successions of summer vegetables, beans, cucumbers, corn, edamame, summer squash, melons, limas, and winter squash. Feed the soil with ample amounts of compost and organic fertilizer between plantings. Sow winter squash and thin to 24 inches as soon as the plants have three true leaves. Transplant sweet potato slips, finish planting watermelons, transplants or sprouted seeds, and remember your cover crops. Good choices for sowing empty beds in June are buckwheat, millet, soy, cowpeas, and sorghum Sudan. Put the heat on planting. If you haven't already planted okra, lima beans, sweet potatoes, and southern peas, black-eyed peas, or chowder peas, now is the time. These drought-tolerant, heat-loving plants will keep growing through the dog days of summer and reward you with a bounty of real southern eating. If you haven't grown okra before, be patient with its slow germination. To accelerate the process, I often nick the hard coat of each seed with a file and or soak the seed for a day before planting. Once the plants are up and growing, they keep bearing and blooming with little attention. And they're decorative. Consider an okra hedge if you have room. The timing and habit of sweet potatoes and okra make them good garden companions. Try planting them next to each other so the vines of sweet potatoes can grow in below the okra. If you don't have room for sweet potatoes in the main vegetable garden, they make a lovely ground cover, in other open areas of the yard. Plus, you'll get an amazing edible reward in the fall. For such a nutritious, easy-storing vegetable, it's worth looking for a space that will work. Succession planting for fresh eating all summer. Making multiple plantings of the same crop is one of the central strategies for getting the most out of your space. You won't just have more food, you'll also be leaving less area open for weeds, saving yourself time, work, and money. That said, succession planting does take some planning and usually some trial and error. Some techniques might be considered advanced, but the basics are easy. First, there are vegetables we want to have garden fresh as much of the year as possible. Some are frost sensitive, so their outdoor growth is bookended by the last spring frost and the first fall frost. Green beans, southern peas, and corn have shorter harvest periods, so make weekly plantings or plant varieties with different maturities every 3 to 4 weeks until 8 weeks before frost. Other frost-sensitive crops like cucumbers, okra, summer squash, and melons, have a longer window of harvest, so we only make 2 to 4 plantings. Many of our succession crops prefer cool weather but tolerate some heat. These include lettuce, radishes, mustards, carrots, and beets. In the lower south, you might not plant them at all from June to mid-August. In the upper south, you might make regular successions all season. The hotter the weather, the smaller the plantings, and the more attention they will need to thrive. Cool weather crops like cabbage, broccoli, Brussels sprouts, Chinese cabbage, and cauliflower are the mainstays of both the spring and fall garden. Succession planting in the early and mid-spring. Stop planting in the hottest weather and resume planting later. In the next chapter, we'll talk more about the difficulties of starting cool season vegetables in the middle of summer, and that'll be the next program. Intercropping. If you have a small garden and some attention to detail, here's a gardening technique for you. Intercropping, sometimes called relay planting, will let you fit more successions into a small garden. Basically, using the same space, you grow 2 different vegetables with different growth patterns and nutrient needs. A common combination is planting tomatoes and lettuce together. The tomatoes are planted 2 to 4 feet apart, leaving plenty of room for the quick crop of lettuce to mature before the tomatoes need a lot of space. Another example is growing smaller plants, such as radishes, at the base of the taller plants, such as beans or broccoli. In the early spring, we plant 4 rows of a quick maturing spinach in a 4-foot wide bed with a row of dwarf snap peas in between. We pull out what's left of the spinach about the time we start harvesting the peas. During the middle of the hot summer, shade-tolerant species such as lettuce, spinach, and parsley may be planted in the shadow of taller crops. The more intensively you succession plant or interplant, the more important it is to pay attention to details such as watering, feeding your soil, and rotating your crops. You will then be rewarded by a dense, beautiful, productive garden. Keeping good records from year to year is also a big help. Here are some tricks for keeping the garden full throughout many succession plantings in our long southeastern season. Keep pulling up those old plants that are past their prime. Replant with new crops. In addition to your spring lettuce beds, which are probably ancient history by now, this might mean filling the space that opened up where a squash plant succumbed to vine borers or your cilantro bolts to seed. Have some seedlings ready to transplant into sudden gaps. This trick can more than double the yield in a small garden. Add compost and any other nutrients needed before replanting. Remember that with later plantings, it becomes a race with the clock. So it is more important than ever to help plant grow steadily. Fertilize and turn over the soil thoroughly before sowing successions of your New beans, beets, carrots, lettuce, and New Zealand or Malabar spinach. Keep seeds moist until they germinate. It's obvious why this is so important, but it's hard to do in June. Sow seeds up to twice as deep as you did in spring. I sometimes cover the row with a board like the old timers did, or use old window screen held up by rocks or bricks to maintain moisture and prevent crusting. Check your plantings daily and remove the board as soon as the seeds sprout. Water again if needed. Screen young plants from too much sun. Use shade cloth, old snow fencing, turned over light-colored pots, or the natural shade of tall plants like pole beans, corn, or trellis tomatoes. Plant the right crops for later successions. Mid to late summer is the time of the most diseases and pests, so choose resistant varieties that will mature in the time remaining before cold weather, or varieties that will continue to thrive in the cooling days of fall. Starting the fall garden. In the Upper South, start your fall cabbage, broccoli, cauliflower, and collards in seedling beds, cold frames, or a shaded greenhouse for transplanting later. New gardeners often wonder exactly when is the right time to start different crops. Look at the seed package to find the days to maturity number. Add 14 days to that number, count backwards from the average frost date in your area, and that is your planting date for cool weather crops. For successions of frost tender crops, like beans or summer squash, add 21 days instead of 14 to allow time for harvesting before frost. The next chapter includes a simple guide to planning your fall garden, and that will be the next program, like I said. Heat-tolerant lettuces and greens. The following varieties germinate and grow well even in summer heat if you give them a little extra shade and water. These varieties have also survived the winter under row cover or on our Virginia farm. This is lettuces, Jericho, 60 days. This large Israeli variety is the most heat-tolerant romaine around. Butter Crunch, 55 days. Small, fast-maturing, dark green bib lettuce. Anuenua, 50 days. You might not be able to pronounce it, which I can't, but its Hawaiian beauty is wonderfully crisp, glossy, heat-tolerant, and bolt-resistant. Sierra, which is 54 days. It's a glossy, crisp green leaves with reddish veins, holds well in heat. Thai oak leaf is 39 days. Selected in Thailand to produce well in high heat. Salad bowl is 40 days. Lovely, long, frilly leaves in a rosette. And other greens are here is Swiss chards and leaf beets. They're 50-plus days. All make excellent greens. The bull's blood is prized for baby salad mixes. Red Malabar spinach is 70 days. Colorful summer substitute for spinach requires trellising. Mayo Indian amaranth, 40 days for leaves to use as a spinach substitute or 90 days for grain. And Goldberger Purs Lane, 50 days. Upright plants with golden stems and large, smooth, mild, succulent golden green leaves. Cut and come again for salad. And here's a lettuce all around, all year round. Here is how you can grow and enjoy baby greens, Caesar salads, BLTs, and more throughout the year. Lettuce is a cool season crop which does best at 50 to 70 degree Fahrenheit, but survives from 32 to 85 Fahrenheit. Plus, it appreciates partial shade during our hot summers. So in the Southeast, you can have garden fresh lettuce pretty much all the time if you pay attention to variety selection, location, seasonal covering, watering, and planting timing. First, here are some lettuce seeds basics. The seeds sprout readily at 70 to 75 degrees Fahrenheit, but they need light to germinate, so plant seeds no more than 1/4 inch deep. Some say just dust the seeds with fine soil. But in any case, be sure to keep them moist. Hot temperatures reduce germination, so store seeds in a tightly closed jar in the refrigerator between planting. Now, decide how much lettuce you want each week. Remember, you can harvest young lettuce by moving cut and come again for mesclun or salad mix, and you can also harvest mature lettuce as whole plants. Sow your first spring seeds about 6 weeks before your last frost, and sow again every 10 to 12 days throughout the spring. Sow indoors in flats, in cold frames, or directly in the garden in covered ceiling beds. As the weather warms up, sow small amounts every 7 days through the summer. In hot weather, keep shaded. Mixing different lettuces, varieties, each planting not only gives you beautifully colored and textured salads, but also spreads out the risk of loss due to bolting or disease. When starting seeds in hot weather, the earlier discussion on succession planting is just the ticket for lettuce. Put your seeded flats in a plastic bag to conserve moisture and put the flat in the fridge, an air-conditioned room, or a root cellar for about 2 days. If you're sowing outdoors in hot weather, plant in the late afternoon and water with crushed ice. Really? You can also pre-cool the outdoor soil by watering and covering it with a board or wet burlap for a few days before planting. Keep transplanting seedlings from your nursery plantings into the garden so that you have garden fresh lettuce coming along in all sizes. Lettuce transplants easily, so you can take advantage of bits of empty garden space for sowing or transplanting. Transplants tolerate bugs, diseases, drought, and other problems better than very young seedlings do. But still keep them watered. It's the least you can do. In the early fall, even if it still feels like summer, start more frequent plantings. Sow small quantities of cold-tolerant varieties every 3 to 6 days in protected, cool, shaded seedling beds. As day length decreases, a one-day difference in planting time can mean a one-week difference in harvest time. Most of the growth will happen in the warmer, longer days of September and October, But with luck and attention, you will be harvesting lettuce from these early fall plantings through much of the winter. For best quality and yield from these fall plantings, use floating row cover all fall. It protects your baby lettuces from nasty bugs early on and from drying winds and lower temperatures later on. Then come the depths of winter when plant growth slows to a crawl. At that point, what you went into the winter with is what you will have to harvest from. You'll appreciate all these succession plantings when your winter garden starts to be a large outdoor refrigerator full of fresh salads ready for the picking. If you have started enough plants of cold hardy lettuce, then row cover or a cold frame will usually keep your table supplied with salads until the spring sowings bring you a fresh crop of tender young greens. And with the few minutes left, we're going to go to this A to Z edibles at the back of this book. And we've been going through each page, which is a separate vegetable. And the next one here is arugula. This is a zesty arugula with its sharp, peppery leaves, has taken the southeast by storm, moving from upscale restaurants in Atlanta and D.C. to gardens all over the region. This cool season native of the Mediterranean is a perfect addition to the winter garden. Greens past their prime can be steamed or blended fresh with garlic and olive oil for a deliciously different take on pesto. And this is how you're growing. Arugula thrives in cooler weather, so it can be harvested all winter. Light mulch or row cover may be needed at higher elevations and in the upper south. Loose, rich, moist soil keeps plants growing quickly from seed to plate in 4 weeks. Sow seeds 1/4 inch deep, 1 inch apart in rows 12 to 16 inches apart, starting in early spring. Plant successions every 2 to 3 weeks until the weather starts to get hot. In the late spring and early summer, choose a partially shaded location. Resume succession plantings in early fall for delicious greens all winter. Row cover is not necessary for growing arugula, but it can be used to maintain higher leaf quality during the winter. We've run out of time out in the garden. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Anna Dean Silver, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Out in the Garden is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138.